I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net, and we're here with Derek Peplau. He's Senior Product Manager with Web Office at WebEx. Derek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about Web Office, and let's start off by having you explain to us what exactly Web Office is.
Sure. The Web Office is a web-based collaboration solution which allows users to easily and cost-effectively work together and manage their business from a central location. It actually started out life as a web-based intranet, but it's become a lot more than that since it was first launched. Just a few examples. It allows users to organize group calendaring schedules. They can share documents in a secure document library. They can access databases that they've built. They can host web meetings. And they can do all this right from their computer or from another computer, as long as they have a PC and an internet connection. They can access all of this information. They don't actually have to be in the office to do it. And what we're finding is that smaller businesses nowadays have more and more sophisticated needs that are closer to the needs of enterprise-level companies in many ways. And what the Web Office allows them to do is to collaborate and work as effectively as companies who can afford to build their own IT infrastructure like an intranet or a collaboration suite without actually having to foot those costs themselves.
So if I'm running a small and medium-sized business, what kinds of things would you tell me that would entice me into using Web Office?
The principal advantage for small and medium-sized businesses, and these are companies generally who are smaller, between 5 and 100 users, let's say, they generally have little or no IT infrastructure and workers in multiple locations. They also need a solution that's going to be they're going to be very ROI-driven in the way that they approach these things. So they need a lot of bang for their buck. So what this product suite allows them to do is they don't have to throw what limited or non-existent IT resources they have at actually building something for themselves. What we give them is a toolkit, a very easy-to-use toolkit, but also a very powerful toolkit to build and customize a collaboration solution that is very well fitted to their particular business, to their particular industry, for very short money, and that has a very high functionality ceiling.
So if I am running a business and I have little or no IT infrastructure, it sounds like a great opportunity, but it also sounds like it could potentially present some problems if I have no IT people in my office to help support such a solution. And is that going to be a problem for me?
No, and that's really been one of the design points that has made this product so successful, is that you don't have to be a Microsoft-certified systems architect in order to build it or to maintain it. The tools are all there. It's very easy to set up and to customize, and we also have a support staff of actual live human beings who will help you to customize it to the needs of your particular business, and it's flexible enough so that you can disable applications that you're not using, or you can build out in many ways applications that are going to be the core of your use case. So if you're going to be a heavy database user, your company is, then the database application can grow with you and conform to different and changing needs. You can create different styles of databases, for example, a CRM database or a customer tracking database or what have you. Likewise, the document manager can be expanded to include many, many folders and subfolders and store lots and lots. So what the product does really well is it allows you to grow as your business grows, and the applications will grow with you. And they can be customized as much or as little as you want to, or disabled if they're in the way. That's one of the beauties of this product, is it can be customized to reflect the way that you individually work and the way that your business works.
So can you give us some examples, some real-world examples of how your customers are using Web Office to collaborate? Maybe that gives us a little bit clearer idea of what the possibilities are.
Sure. A couple of customers come to mind. One of them is a company called Danvers Bank. The big problem that they were trying to solve when they came to us was they needed an easy and a cost-effective way to share and update secure documents for their board of directors. And they were basically just emailing these or faxing them, and it was neither secure nor efficient. So what they ended up doing was they created folders within their document library that only these board members had access to. So there are permissions that you can put on these things which allow a person to have no access. You can give users or groups read and edit or simply read access. So they would basically put these, they'd be able to use these folders in the document library to securely distribute updated versions of these documents to their board of directors, and nobody else in the company could access it. Likewise, though, they were using actually a much broader application of the document library for the rest of the company. They have a lot of forms as a bank. You know, there's a change of address form and a direct deposit form, things like that, as well as policy and procedure documents that constantly get updated. And they were finding that their email servers were just getting overrun with all these emails and attachments being sent out. So they would actually use this document library to post the latest versions of forms so people could just access them whenever they needed to, and they would know that that's the latest, most up-to-date version rather than thinking, oh, you know, do I have the current version saved to my desktop? So that's one customer that uses it in one way, and that's featuring the document library. Another customer that comes to mind is a company called Constant Contact, and they provide email marketing services to small and medium-sized businesses. And what they really needed was a kind of an effective way to demonstrate their services visually as well as audio to prospects and business partners all over the country. And as a smaller-sized business, it's really impractical for them to have a sales force on the ground actually going to these customers and doing the product demos. So what they came to us for originally was to leverage the WebEx meetings services that are integrated within the calendar of the web office so they could schedule these product demos in advanced and prearranged fashion, or they could do it on the fly if a sales rep is on the phone with a customer and it's the right time in the sales cycle to actually engage them in a demo, show it to them right on their desktop so they can actually see what the sales rep is doing and they can talk about it and ask questions and get those questions answered and hopefully close the sale more quickly than they could if they had to continue scheduling follow-up meeting after follow-up meeting or actually have somebody physically go to present in front of the customer. And it allows those reps to present to more than one customer on a given day. So these are two very specific examples of uses of different features, but each of these companies has actually also found that in addition to solving those problems, in addition to addressing those pain points, the web office has allowed them to work more effectively as a team, as a group, as a company, than simply for the reasons that they subscribed in the first place.
So if it's ideally suited for a lot of small and medium-sized businesses, is there a ceiling to this, or should I be concerned if I have, say, large database needs? Should I be concerned that Web Office might not be able to meet those needs for me?
Not really. Another customer example I can give you is NASA is also a customer of ours. And they have obviously different needs than a company like Danvers Bank will, but they're a good example of how a larger, say, enterprise-level company will actually use this on a more project-level basis. So what they did, and they've been a customer of ours for 5 or 6 years anyway, but one of the uses that they put the Web Office to was they used the Web Office database as the primary repository for all of the research associated with the investigation into the Shuttle Columbia disaster. And this was the system that was brought before Congress, so it's still the system of record today, and they had tens of thousands of records in there which were cross-referenced and needed to be highly secure as well. So if for most small and medium-sized businesses, if NASA has not reached the functionality ceiling of this of the database application, chances are they will not have any problems either.
And what that example would suggest is probably that even if you are a large enterprise-level business, that there may be aspects or groups within your organization that may be able to use this as well.
Correct. Yeah, we see a lot of use of the Web Office on a departmental level. So a lot of times in larger companies, particularly as the size of the company grows, so too does the red tape that you have to cut through sometimes to get things done, particularly in an IT sense. And it might be very difficult for a department or a project group to get the IT resources earmarked to build them a special collaboration intranet or part of the existing intranet, something to allow them to work on projects together. It might take a while to get that approved and then actually built, whereas you can spend a few bucks a month per user to use the WebEx web office, and all that's right there. It can be set up in 5 minutes, and it can grow exponentially with, you know, with either the project or the company, as the case may be.
Well, that's a great overview. I'm sure there's a lot more information, and if our listeners are interested in getting that information, what's the best place for them to go?
Well, the website is weboffice.com, and there are also, again, live person sales reps who can answer questions. There's a free trial that you can sign up for right on the website there. It's a free 30-day trial, and that's really the best way to get your arms around exactly how easy this is to use, but also how powerful it is. So you can go in there for the 30 days and enter your own information and invite people and set it up and use it and start customizing it. And I think the benefits become pretty quickly, very quickly become obvious to people who take the trial. That's by design. It's not designed to be complex. It's not designed to be something that you really need to be particularly tech savvy in order to use. But we also have very tech savvy people who do use it.
Great. Derek, thank you very much for taking out some time and talking to us today.
Thank you very much.
Derek Peplau is Senior Product Manager for WebOffice at WebEx.